You're listening to Event CEO, a podcast for executives who are looking to maximize their event ROI through business strategy, technology, and innovation.
Hello and welcome to Event CEO Podcast. Thank you for listening and sharing part of your day with us. We're truly honored and grateful as we know your time is precious. I'm your host, Rebecca Linder, founder and CEO of Linder Global Events. And today we're so pleased to welcome back Elliot Ferguson, President and CEO of Destination DC. Hi, Elliot.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well.
Great to have you back. And I encourage everyone to go ahead and go back and listen to Elliot's original contribution to this podcast, as it's extremely insightful about how to activate a city, how to sell a city, and how to do events both in that city as well as around the world. Very, very valuable. But today we're going to do our quick fire round, which we do with all our podcasters. And we're going to ask them our three questions and see what they got for us.
All right.
So, Elliot, what's the most innovative thing you've seen done, either at your event or at an event you've attended?
Most innovative thing I've seen done, I think, you know, we continue to evolve. And we're always looking at unique things that we can do differently than we've done in the past. But I attended an event with the city of San Francisco, and they're kind of a step ahead of us in terms of virtual reality. And they actually had folks come into their booth area and really put on the Oculus, thank you for that word, and do a tour of the city. And but then when they were done, because they were put in a room, a darker room, so you're in that environment, you're doing the tour, and then you come out and you have this great takeaway piece that ties into the tour that you saw. And then, of course, everybody had a chance to win Oculuses on their own. They were giving
fantastic.
Away 10. So that ties into the future and the direction that we're going in terms of selling our destination. You know, we tend to try to tie technology into what we do, but we also try to get at the heart of the customer in terms of what's the thing that's going to really draw them in and want them to stay longer. And so, but we're now looking at virtual reality as a part of that in the future.
That's great. And that actually could even apply to this next question. But what's the best use of technology you've either utilized at an event or seen at another event?
I would say that we've taken our booth and we've created virtual tours of the city, if you will. So if you can imagine coming into a booth in Washington, D.C., and there being four screens, and each screen takes you, basically, yeah, takes you to, you know, the things in which we think are really unique about Washington that ties into things that people know, as well as things that people don't know into the city. And we always look at all of our DC cool concepts that I referenced earlier, nightlife theater, sporting events, outdoor activity, et cetera, et cetera. In addition to that, at IPW in New Orleans last year, we had this great activation of this incredible life-size feel of being at the Lincoln Memorial, whereas the backdrop is of Lincoln, and it was huge, with the actual chair, whereas individuals can get up and sit in the chair and take pictures. And we had two Secret Service folks.
That's great.
And they worked for us. They wanted to do it at first, but then we couldn't get them to stop doing it at the end. And we had photographers, and we had a long line. It was one of the biggest hits at that show that people still talk about. The mayor, I saw her recently because she attended, and she pulled out her phone and started showing me her pictures in that booth. And at the end of the day, that's what you want. You want people to really be excited about what you're doing and to stand out from all of the other thousands of booths that exist in a show.
That's great. Great, great use. What do you see to be the biggest business advantage of doing or attending events?
Building relationships is the most important part of doing events and attending trade shows. And, you know, just being able to have that presence on a regular basis. As you can imagine, in the leisure world, you're not only focusing on competing with other cities and states, but you're also competing against other countries. So that's a whole different world. When you're in an 8x10 booth next to the country of Norway with a 40x50 behemoth of a booth, that is incredible. And so you're trying to find ways to build that momentum. Brand USA has been helping us out a lot as a country, but that's always the goal. How do you stand out as the small fish in a big pond? And the convention world is a little different, but it's still equally as impactful. Usually you're one of many U.S.-based destinations, but how are you building upon a relationship with customers that are usually in your own backyard? Because we have so many associations and nonprofits in Washington that have their own perceptions of Washington, though most of them work in the city and then leave and live outside of the city and promote your destination differently from even those that physically live here. which is a challenge.
Yeah, well, one you overcome very well.
We do the best we can.
So once again, Elliot, thank you so much for being on the show. Greatly appreciate it. And wishing our audience a wonderful day, and thank you for listening.
You can follow Event CEO on Twitter and Instagram at @event_CEO and on Facebook at Event CEO Podcast. Show notes for this episode can be found at www.linderglobal.com/podcast.